Do you remember the first moment you realized you were going to die? When you learned about death and realized that death was coming for you? I do. I remember I was a young child. I was at a neighbor's house, and that neighbor kid told me that someday I was going to die, and it was the first time I'd ever realized that, ever heard that death was coming for me. I remember I was so terrified, I was so upset, I ran home, and I have no idea how I was comforted, but from that day on, life was different. Death is coming for all of us, and death even came for Jesus. And that's what we're going to be exploring this week, because this week concludes with Good Friday, a day that Jesus died, and that for some reason people call good. So we're going to look at how it's possible that death could be good. We're taking a break from our usual topics to do that. We're going to look this week at what Good Friday was all about, Jesus' death, and next week we look at Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Then after that we'll come back to the Sermon on the Mount we've been studying. First, we're going to look at some of these final days of Jesus' life. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him, for they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people." And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment and pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor." They scolded her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing for me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." Well, there we see it, the news that Jesus, the Son of God, God in the flesh here on earth, was going to die. Death was coming for him, like it comes for all of us. Death is what the scribes and priests are planning for Jesus. And no one can see it coming, and yet God uses this unnamed woman to show us that it is coming for him. She anoints him with very costly oils. It's like she's pouring, as a peasant woman, pouring Chanel No. 5 on another peasant. And it doesn't make sense to the people around. You see, she's just trying to do her best to honor and love and care for Jesus while she still can. Maybe she's starting to get the message from him that he's not going to be around forever. And so she pours this expensive ointment on him, and his disciples think that's just ridiculous. They've been learning from Jesus to care for the poor. And so it seems ridiculous to them that they would waste all that, and so they call it out. And, you know, they're really just doing what Jesus had taught them to do. The problem was timing. Jesus says, "This moment is different from any other. They should care for the poor, and they will always have that opportunity." And this woman anointing him with oil, it wouldn't make sense normally, but it does today, because death is coming for Jesus. She doesn't know it, but she's anointing his body for burial. There won't always be that opportunity. Jesus' death is going to be unusual, and there's not going to be time to treat his body in the way that they would normally treat a dead body in that culture. So it makes a lot of sense that she's anointing him now if he's actually going to die, and that's his secret. It's coming. Death is coming for him. Well, we're going to look at the story of Jesus' death in depth this week, but I've got a question for you to consider first. How does the inevitability of death affect you? What scares you about death? And what are you hopeful about? We hope that you won't do this alone, but that you'll share this experience this week with a friend. Help open the story of Easter up to them. Maybe they've never heard it or never heard it in this way before. So I'd encourage you to share it with somebody you know, from the train, the bus, from work, from the neighborhood, somebody in your life you already know, and invite them to walk these few days to Easter with you. Have a great discussion with them. I'll see you tomorrow.